That's Brooks and Dunn right here on Morning Fremont. Hope you're getting off to a good start on your Friday morning. This is March the 5th of 2021. And currently in Fremont, 32 degrees. Got some sunshine in town. If you're outside of town, out in the country, if maybe you're driving in and out from Omaha, you're going to run into a little bit of fog this morning. So please slow down and be careful this morning. It is time now for our favorite program of the week. It's the First Day Bank and Trust Company, DJ for a Day. Frank Kmit joins us from First Day Bank and Trust. Hi there, Frank.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Wonderful.
Good.
Beautiful day.
Yeah, we're just talking before we went on the air here. Frank's anxious to get outside and do something.
Yep.
Aren't you?
Definitely.
Which is odd because I know you've been at home working for a while with the COVID.
Well, and we've been back in the office for quite a while.
Right, but to begin with, if we want to go back, that you're at home for a while, and now you're back in the office, and now you want to get outside.
Exactly. It's beautiful out. Can't wait to hit the links.
You bet. Tell us who you brought in today.
I brought Tom Ender from the Wise Old Owl, you know, and looking forward to tomorrow morning. It's going to be a beautiful day, and, you know, if you haven't been downtown Fremont, it's a great way to go get lost for a couple hours, walk through the shop, support your local vendors. And Tom has some exciting news about his store, and he'll be sharing that with us here in a little bit.
Awesome. Awesome. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Wise Old Owl. Are we at 5 years yet? Is that how long
you've been? Oh, we're at seven.
Seven. See, time's flying, Frank, on us. How about that?
Yep, definitely. Yep.
7 years in business.
Yes.
You've been located in downtown Fremont. And if folks don't know about Wise Old Owl, just to kind of give us and our listeners a taste of what your business is all about.
We are a gift shop. We are a happy place. Lots of people come in there and just spend some time, and they end up laughing in our store. It's a store full of fun.
You bet. You bet. You, a little bit of everything, right?
Yes. We try to have for all the occasions, baptisms, Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries. Mm-hmm. Halloween.
Yes, and that's a big one. The Halloween is your big one.
It is a big one, yes.
Many, many items that are for Halloween. And I know Christmas is also a very busy time for you,
yes,
too.
Yes, it is. Christmas ends up being our top category at the end of the year. Yeah. Halloween, baby ranks first, celebrating the new lives. And then Halloween catches up around that time. And then Christmas comes and is our top category.
Great to have a gift shop, you know, because people will be looking for something that special occasion, and sometimes they're like, okay, I got to go here to pick up this. I got to go here to pick up this. Wise Old Owl, you can go there and get it all, can't you?
We try. We try as hard as we can.
Yep, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, and we try so hard that we are so full. Yeah. We are jam-packed.
Yes. And that brings us to the next point of the program. Yay! Is that, you know, you were located well, what was your original address?
Oh, original. We were started off down the block at I can't remember the first address. And we were there for a year. Then we moved to where we're currently at 439 North Main Street.
Right,
and now we're moving up to 516 North Main Street.
So you're moving down the block and across the street.
To the east side.
Yes.
Moving on up.
So very good. And part of the reason is because a little bit bigger space, right?
Yes. If you've been in our store recently, you know we don't have much room to bring in anything new. Like, how thick is that necklace?
Yes. Yes.
So we are moving to a space we think is about twice the size.
That's awesome. Very good.
So, we are so excited.
Now, as far as your inventory is concerned, does that mean that you'll have more space to show what you have, or will you have more space to bring in even more items?
Both.
Both. Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. We've got the space. Now it's up to the manufacturers to make the product for us.
I see.
So.
And you've got great connections with your manufacturers,
we do.
Right?
We do.
Right. Give us an idea of some of the things that are really some of your big sellers.
We carry Jellycat stuffed animals.
Oh, yeah?
And they are big.
Uh-huh.
And we sell them to people in their 80s for themselves to newborns.
So, oh, really?
Uh-huh.
That's quite the
yes.
age range there.
Yep.
So, very good, very good.
Then, you know, Halloween, we were talking a little bit about it. We've sold Halloween every month we've been open.
Have you really?
Yep. The streak, even when we were closed down last year, we sold Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So, tell us about your staff. Who all works with you?
That's Brian and I.
Yes?
Yes.
So, very good.
But now with this new space and the continued growth, we're talking about, you know, bringing in some help. So
yeah, so nice to see things open up. You know, I think last year at this time there was a lot of concern from everybody, regardless of what business you were in, what was going to be taking place.
Yep.
And now that things are, we're knock on wood, we're slowly trying to get back to normal as well. That's going to be great for businesses like your own, because we always talk about, you know, support your small town businesses. You know, your local businesses, especially downtown, and you're an example just like of that. 7 years now, so things are going well.
Yes it is. And I gotta say, last year was tough, but you know, we had such a support. There was a big shop local drive here, and the bank was really a big part of it. The radio station was a big part of it, and the people were a big part of it. So you know, we were impressed on how much support we got from the community. It was really humbling.
Right What's it like having a business downtown? That's gonna be fun.
Yes, it is fun.
Yeah, because it seems like that, you know, downtown, it's going to be growing. We've talked about that before, and other businesses coming in as well. And that means more people coming by, more people coming through your store, and a great opportunity to show them what you have to offer, right?
You know, every week we have new people coming into our store that live in Fremont, and it's, you know, they're like, oh, I love this place, I'm coming back.
Right.
And, you know, it's so fun. You know, I tell people, if they don't laugh by the time till they get to the counter, these products over here will get them laughing. And it's true. People laugh in our store.
Yeah, it's about putting people in a great mood, which is the...
And yeah, during the pandemic, we were a lot of people's happy place. So
yeah, so very good. Tom Ender with us with Wise Old Owl. New location. Are you in it now or are you moving?
We are in the process of moving. That's probably why I'm walking a little slow.
he's got brown boxes and a moving tape out in his vehicle, right?
Yeah. We expect to be open on Monday, March 15th at the new location.
Okay, so a week from Monday in the new spot. So
it might be earlier, but we're playing it safer and saying March 15th.
516 North Main will be the new location. What are you right next to?
We are between... Mad Dog Bikes. I get, you know, Bad Dog and the Mad Dog Bikes. And the Fremont Appliances.
Okay. All right. That's good for people to know exactly where you are.
So. Yep.
Outstanding. Well, we'll talk more about Wise Old Owl and some of the things that people can be looking for coming up now that we're getting into spring, some of the things you're going to be offering there and much, much more. But we got some songs that you would like to hear this morning. So go ahead and introduce one of the ones you'd like to hear and why.
Okay, the first one I'm going to do is Kyrie by Mr. Mister.
And what's the story behind this song?
Well, the building we're moving in, we've learned a lot from our customers and people coming in. It used to be the Ferris Dress Shop, which I guess was a pretty impressive place. And it turns out the son is the guitar player for Mr. Mister.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, we've really got this connection with the dress shop. We've had people bring in a hat box for us. We've had some little things people tell us about it. And we're getting a connection because we're really trying our best to get that, to get the building looking beautiful, so that when people walk in, they have an impression like, wow. Yeah. So... We decided to look for Kyrie by Mr. Mister with Steve Ferris as the guitar player from Ferris Dress Shop.
That's what we're going to hear right now on the First Day Bank and Trust Company DJ for a Day.
The wind blows hard against this mountainside, across the sea into my soul. Reaches into where I cannot hide, setting my feet upon the road. My heart is old, it holds my memories. My body burns a gem like flame. Somewhere between the soul and soft machine. Where I find myself again.
Kyrie right here on Morning Fremont. It's our first day of Bank and Trust Company. DJ for a day, Frank Kement, has been gracious enough to bring in with him Tom Ender from Wise Old Owl, located in downtown Fremont, moving to a new location, 516 North Main Street. That's on the east side of the street, and you will be in that location a week from Monday, right?
We will be open on the 15th at that location.
Very good. So you moved three times. Are you going to figure it out yet, Tom?
And every time I move, whether it's in my business or my life, I'm not moving again.
Yeah, exactly. That's about how that works, isn't it? Yeah, so, but to a bigger location.
Yes.
And so we were just talking off there. I'm really looking forward to coming in and seeing it because, I mean, nothing wrong with where you're at now because you've got great things. But I know when I usually come in there, it's Halloween, it's Christmas, and I'm shoulder to shoulder with someone, and I don't want to knock anything off the walls, you know, something like that. So not going to be the case in this new facility, right?
You know, it really doesn't matter what season. It's fun to just go spend an hour in there walking around and looking, and you always find something that you need.
That's exactly right.
We tell people, go clockwise, then go counterclockwise, so you see everything.
So for whatever you missed the first time you went around, you can come catch it the second time. So it's your premier gift shop here in Fremont, the Wise Old Owl.
Thank you.
Been in business now for 7 years, Tom Ender and Brian Seal. We're talking about hours, and I know that with your hours, you're open every day and 7 days a week, and you'd hinted the fact that you might be looking for some help, right?
As the growth continues, and we've had consistent growth, as growth continues, we're going to need
some assistance.
Time to go visit the psychiatrist.
Need some time off, you know. Tom would like to go somewhere where there's, you know, an umbrella in his drink and maybe some sand somewhere, you know. Take a little bit of time there. But you're busy all the time because so many people come in, they look for that particular gift. As you mentioned, a newborn, there might be a wedding, there might be a graduation coming up, you name it. And what a great place to go to find that special gift that you may particularly need. I know that some people, if they go looking for an item, and I mentioned it in the last segment too, is that they might have to run here across town, or if they go here or go to another town to go get something here. You have a little bit of everything, I guess. You
could kind of We really try. And I got to tell you, every week somebody says, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to drive into Omaha. You know, that is a reoccurring theme.
Right. And that's so important for a community like Fremont, is and we talked about it before, about supporting your local small businesses and the work that they do there as well. And I think that's kind of special about what Fremont has to offer, Tom, and you maybe touch on this a little bit, is that being in downtown, there are a number of different businesses that you can go walk up and down downtown, and you can do a little window shopping, and you can stop by, and I know that's a great opportunity to do that, and for most of the days of the week, you've got until 6 o'clock at night to do that, right?
Yes. And, you know, their windows starting to show some pretty good little art going on. People are getting to spend time looking at as they walk downtown. There's a lot of dog walking there recently.
As far as orders are concerned, do you sell everything in store? Do you do anything online? Do people call in and say, hey, Tom, that gift right there, set that aside for me, something like that?
That happens. Yes.
Does it? Yeah.
Yep. And then also we have we've had it from the East Coast, West Coast, people calling in and saying, I'd like to give so-and-so a gift there, a basket or stuff. Do you have any suggestions? And then we work over the phone with them. Both of us have done that. And that's a blast.
Right.
That is fun. Putting together, you know, saying, well, I've got this. You know, nope, they don't like spicy food. And that. So that's enjoyable, is to go through and get a gift basket for somebody.
If people are at work and they haven't been to Wise Old Owl, first of all, shame on you.
Exactly. And tell us more about the food, too.
Yeah, talk on that just a little bit. What do you do?
Well, you know, we try to have a gift for everything. People reach a certain age, and they don't need more things. It's hard to get them things to put on a
sweater,
shelf.
Tom. Yeah. I don't need a sweater, Tom. I'm good.
Or, you know, a salt and pepper shaker. But, you know, some people do. But food is a good gift to give anybody. That's, you know, they can use it up. They use it up. So we have soups, and we have frog jam, and we have toe jam.
which is unique.
And we have corn cob jelly, which I had never heard of until somebody asked us for it. And
really?
Now we sell corn cob jelly.
I see.
Yep.
And but the soups are a really cool thing.
You know, we sell soups in July in Nebraska, and it gets hot.
But what a great thing. That's just,
anybody can use. Exactly. And, you know, we've sold a lot of it with people getting ill with COVID and somebody wanting to, you know, give something to somebody who's sick, their neighbors or family members, and soup, you know?
Tom Ender and Brian Seal are the owners of the Wise Old Owl in downtown Fremont, moving to 516 North Main Street.
Yay!
Coming up a week from Monday. And Facebook-wise, Brian does all that, doesn't he?
He's been updating, and you know, the reaction we have to this move, it's... It is humbling how much support and how excited it seems like, I don't know, like we're at the last mile of a marathon and, you know, people are cheering us on.
That's awesome. That's really great support.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And he's been doing a really nice job updating, you know, pictures of the beginning and... It looks great in there. It really does.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing the new building and the new location that you're going to be moving into. We'll play one more song. We'll come back and tell people when you're open so they can stop by and see you. But why don't you go ahead and introduce our next song for us here this morning.
Well, it came to me on a walk with the dog, Up Where We Belong, with Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warrens, because it just seems like we're moving up where we belong.
Very good. That's what we're going to hear right now on our First State Bank and Trust Company DJ for a Day.
Where the eagles cry.
up where we belong right here on Morning Fremont. It's our first day Bank and Trust Company DJ for a day. Frank Comant has brought in Tom Ender from the Wise Old Owl. It is great to see you. Thanks so much for coming in. I run into Tom a lot when I'm walking, and he lives in my neighborhood. He's keeping an eye on me.
Somebody has to.
But it is great. Congratulations on the upcoming move. This is going to be a lot of fun with you being in the new facility, 516 North Main Street, now on the east side of Main. And let the folks know once again your hours when you're open so they can come by and see you.
Okay, we're open Monday through Friday, 9 in the morning till 6 in the evening, and Saturday from 9 in the morning till 5 in the evening, and Sundays from 11 till 4.
Very good. Check them out on their Facebook page. Do you have a main phone number?
402-727-9999.
Very good. 727-9999. That's easy to remember.
Yes.
Yeah, so you picked a good phone number there. So very good. Congratulations, Tom. Looking forward to the new move, and good work with you and Brian, and look forward to people coming in and doing more business with you.
Thank you. And I got to say, I love this perk of banking with First State Bank. Mm-hmm. This is so much fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Very good. Frank, what is happening with First State Bank right now?
Well, just one thing real quick. Thanks, Tom, for coming in. And, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Fremonters, go out and explore Fremont. Visit the local shops, support the community, save yourself some gas money and spend it here. So, but as far as the bank, one thing I'd like to talk a little bit about today is SBA recently made some changes to the Paycheck Protection Program.
PPP, right?
PPP, all yep. Right. Mm-hmm. We found a lot of sole proprietors and single-member LLCs, because of the way they did their taxes, did not qualify for anything or very little. Mm-hmm. Just actually opens today. We have a new way of calculating their income.
Okay.
So a lot of those people that couldn't qualify or it wasn't worth their time to qualify, contact the bank. We'd love to help you walk you through with these new calculations. We think it'll be very beneficial to you.
Okay.
We'd love to help you with that process.
That's great. That's great to know. Very timely. Yep. It starts today.
That is how First State Bank is. They are so, reaching out to their customers and people. We want to help you.
Right, right.
Thank you, Tom.
Good to get the information out there.
So. And as far as the rest of the bank, we are open. Our branches are open. Walk in. We've got a lot of very smart people there that care about our customers, and we're here to help you with any of your financial needs.
That includes Frank, too.
Yeah.
I suppose.
That's exactly right. So are you at the main branch?
Yep. Located at the main branch.
All right. Very good. So good to see you. Thanks for coming in, Frank. Tom, take care. Have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you.
You bet.
All right.
We'll talk to you both soon. That's our First Day Bank and Trust Company DJ for a Day program. The time is 8:57, 3 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock.
Walnut Media is growing and adding to our stellar sales team.